What is up, team? This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Get excited, everyone, for this Line Time Radio Hour. So, you might be like, Janie, usually you got a theme. What's the theme for today? The theme is there is no theme. I'm just playing whatever I want to play today. How exciting. So, the song we just heard was Come and Go by Jom featuring Ready Aim Fire 27. And you might be like, Janie, who is that? Great question. I don't really know. I saw a TikTok with this song, and it was like a TikTok from Jom, and they were like, go listen to my song. And I was like, all right. And I listened to it, and it's really good. So that's what I was up to. I have listened to this song so much for a while at this point. It's probably going to be on my Spotify Wrapped. So that's, I think it was on my Spotify Wrapped for last year too, which was kind of cool. So I highly recommend. It was really good. All of their songs do kind of sound just like this one, which is good for me because I really like this one. So take with that what you will. Today I've paired all of our songs into nice, easy little duos. So that's really exciting. And we're just gonna, you know what, let's just get into it. Our first two songs are two new ones. Initially, I was gonna do like all new songs, but then I was like, I don't listen to enough new songs to fill an entire hour. So these are our two new songs for the hour. The first one is gonna be Hoshi, pardon my first semester Korean, by IU. It's from her new EP, The Winning, and then Easy by Le Sserafim. Also from their new EP. So IU, Hoshi is like not what I expected it to be, because I feel like IU, she has her like very like down pat like version of her songs where it's like her singing, she hits a high note in the last chorus, like she does a little dance and she wears like a really pretty dress. And then she has like her ballads that are like poetry in the song and they're like really good. And then she has these kind of songs that are just, like, super weird. And I love it. And Easy by Le Sserafim. One thing about Le Sserafim, I don't hate to say it because it's true. They're always going to hit. They're always going to make crazy good songs. And I feel like their EPs have, like a formula of, like, they have their title track. And then they have a song that's, like, kind of Taylor Swift, like, a little slower, a little easier. And then they have, like a hard, like, club, like, bam, bam, song. And then that's, like, girl power. And in that girl power song, they always do, like, a mix of Korean, Japanese, and English. And there's always a lot of speaking in it, which is just, like, so cool. Highly recommend. But this is the title track off of that album. So let's get into it, shall we?
Finger, 따라따고
That was our two songs. I love them. And I already said that. I think they're really cool. Moving on to our next two songs, we have Darling by 17 and Boys Like You by ITZY. You might be like, JD, why are these paired together? Great question. They're both English songs, actually the first all English songs from their respective groups. Darling from 17, I love this song. And recently my brother started listening to it. He also loved this song. So what can I say? We have really good taste. I thought this was like a really classy all English song. And it's just real tasteful because it still sounds like 17. They did a great job. The lyrics are pretty good. They do this interesting thing where in Korean there's no R sound. It's like the R and the L sound are like combined. So when they say darling, it doesn't always the RL next to each other is a tough one. But they do like a play on words where sometimes they'll be saying darling or like darling you, but sometimes they'll be saying dialing you, but they sound kind of similar when they say it, which I think is a really fun way of using it. And then Boys Like You by ITZY. Hey, it was not well received. This is kind of an instance of an English, all English song that people were like, okay, girly pops. Like, it was just like, it's not very ITZY vibes, because up until this point, they had very like, girl boss, you can't do it, just be yourself vibes. And this is not quite that. So it wasn't super well received, but I just like the way it sounds. It's just really fun. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like drinking soda. Like, it's not good, but it is quite tasty. But you know what? While we're on the topic, and we will be on the topic approximately two more times later in this episode, because there is a total of 3 Seventeen songs in my set list today. But let's talk about Seventeen, because this is kind of a big opinion, so stick with me, guys. But I feel like Seventeen is currently and will continue to fill the void that BTS left behind. Wow. Big opinions. But okay, let me prove my point. So my number one piece of evidence for this is that the top best-selling album of 2023, like not even just in Korea, like overall in the world, was 17's album, FML. Isn't that insane? A K-pop album is the best-selling album in the world, and it's a 17 album? Oh, yeah. Okay. And also, I feel like, okay, so Seventeen debuted in 2015, which is 2 years after BTS. So although they're technically in the same generation of K-pop, Seventeen is just like a little bit delayed. And they also had like a hard time winning awards in the beginning. Of course they did. But their like major draw was that they were self-producing. Similar to BTS in the sense that they have a member, Woozi, who is their producer. So he basically produces most of their songs. And then other members will write lyrics and they like all do that all together. And they have another member who's like, he's like an incredible dancer. So he always helps with the choreography and like, da, da, da. So they do all of this stuff like with in-house. Is it exclusively in-house? No. They like obviously get outside producers and outside choreographers. Like but they are very involved in the process. Which is something that BTS has also done. And that was kind of like their selling point in the beginning. And let me just pause to address the elephant in the room. You might be like, they're called 17. They're either all 17 years of age or there's 17 of them. Fun fact, it's neither of those. There's 13 of them. And you might be like, Jenny, why is that? It's because initially they were going to have 17 members in like their initial concept planning, but it didn't end up working out. So basically what they say now whenever someone asks them is that there's 13 members, they have 3 units, the hip-hop unit, the performance unit, and the vocal unit. So that's 3, and then there's 1 group. So 13 plus 3 plus 1 is 17. Kind of some crazy math on that aspect. But yeah, and so 17 made their debut into the American market with this song, and granted, could they have done that without BTS? No, they could not have. But they did really well. They haven't really released any more English songs, because typically what happens is as soon as one English song does well, they start just banging them out. They just bang them out. And you would think they would have similar business strategies, because 17 is under the company Pledis, which was bought by HYBE, which is BTS's company. So they're essentially under the same company now. And you would think they would kind of employ similar tactics, but I'm really glad that they're not. Because 17 is really capitalizing on the Korean market right now. And one thing about K-pop, it does not matter how many international fans a group has. If they don't have a Korean fan base, they're not making it. It's incredibly interesting because like groups like Luna, Dreamcatcher, and like all of these like super like smaller groups, they don't have like pretty much any fans in Korea, so they never make it off the ground. Like they never start winning awards. They can't make it to the U.S. because they don't have the funds, because their companies are going under, because in Korea nobody listens to them, you know. But Seventeen is incredibly popular in Korea, because similar to BTS, they've come kind of like in a roundabout fashion. And one thing about BTS that made them so popular was their presence on social media. So presence on YouTube in particular. They made so much content. Like, they were doing behind the scenes, like weekly vlogs. Anytime they were promoting, they were doing vlogs behind the scenes. They had their own variety show on YouTube called Run BTS, which was interesting because pretty much like the promotion schedule of a K-pop group is you go on like, you do weekly performances on like a music show for TV, and then you go on like a variety of like appearances, right? Like an American Celebrity. And they have these variety shows that are like just for this, pretty much. Like, idols show up and they do like all these games and like interviews and whatever. But BTS, they weren't even like popular at the time. They were just like making their own separate content, and it started doing really well, and they started gathering a lot of fans. And that's part of the reason they gained so much traction, because those guys were posting every single day. And actually now that's kind of become industry standard, like people doing behind the scenes and like having all these vlog, like that's because of BTS. Actually, there's like a video where Suga on his talk show, he like apologizes. He's like, and I really feel like that's our bad for making this job actually harder, so that's my fault. And he's actually apologizing to Hoshi from Seventeen, which is funny. But Seventeen has done kind of a similar thing where they have a show called Going Seventeen, which actually now airs on Korean television. But it's so funny, partly because there's 13 of them and they're also funny, so like the show is just really good, and they have like a really great production team. Actually, at the end of their first season, one of the episodes was them. They played members of their production team in like a series of sports. And if Seventeen won, Going Seventeen had to sign a contract with them to keep producing the show because it was doing so well. They hit like, I think they're like, one of their top episodes hit like 10 million views on YouTube, more than that maybe. So they do really well on that front. And they have just been like the girls in Korea, and so I really think they're taking over. But I don't think that they'll be, and they have also been to the UN, which is something that the BTS has done, and they've won the culture award as well in Korea. They've really done the, and actually they won the big award at the in the past award season, in this past winter. They really sweeped it. So that's my evidence. That's why I think 17 will be not the next BTS, but they will be serving that function until BTS comes back. Because I think also when BTS comes back, it won't be quite the same, because they have already been like diverting focus from their Korean audience. Well, okay, let me not say diverting, because they do still hold like huge massive concerts only in Korea, but like they obviously are like much more focused on international audiences than they were before. And I think when they come back, they will have to keep that up, you know. It's like an expectation of them. But Seventeen doesn't necessarily have that expectation, so I feel like they will be filling the void in Korea while BTS is out abroad promoting. Do you know what I mean? That's my theory. So anyway, all that to say, let's get into it, shall we? This is Darling by Seventeen.
Fighting round these circles, where is the way out? Cause I know that our love was hotter than the sun. Yeah, the taste of this tequila I'm drinking now is bitter than my heart. If you know this, I want to know our problem. Blood type or DNA? Oh, this is in my feet and worry. Do you, babe? Yeah. Sorry, darling, you. You know without you, I'm so lonely. When you're not here, 911 calling. Into your heat again, I'm diving. Darling, you, baby. But without you, I'm so lonely. If you won't be here, 911 calling. Only to you, I'm always diving. Darling, you, baby. Darling, with me under the sun. You're my one. I don't want.
wanna let you go. I can't think of being alone. What am I supposed to do? And I gotta let you know, you got my heart like it's yours. Don't wanna say goodbye.
If you know this, I want to know a problem. Blood type or DNA? Without you, I'm so lonely. When you're not here, now one one calling. Into your head again, I'm diving. Darling you, baby. You know without you, I'm so lonely. If you'll be here, now one one calling. Fall into you, I'm always diving. Darling you, I see you, you see me. Care for you, you care for me. We can be all we need. Promise, I won't take you for granted.
Never.
You know without you, I'm so lonely. When you're not here, now one one calling. Into your head again, I'm diving. You know without you, I'm so lonely. If you'll be here, now one one calling. Fall into you, I'm always diving. Darling you, baby.
today's PSA. 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some undergrad radio over from WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear a lot of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. Remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I just have to get the PSA out of the way. So I feel like those two songs put together. Well, first of all, let me just say I miss being able to sing along to songs. I will admit that. I do miss that. So thank goodness K-pop artists release songs in English. Because what would I do? Listen to an English pop song? I do listen to English pop songs. But I feel like these two songs are a great example of what Caribbean audiences complain about when they say a song is too Western. Because Darling by Seventeen, although it's in English, it's got a distinct Korean sound to it. And can I explain that to you? No, I cannot. But like Koreans are very particular. Like Korean fans are very particular about it. Partly because actually Seventeen was produced by Woozi and their in-house producer Bumzu, who they're actually very like, they're very tight, close friends. And they produce like all of the songs together. And ITZY was produced by American producers. So that's part of it. And you might be like, Janie, surely you can't have more to say about Seventeen. Wrong, I do have more to say about Seventeen. Our next two songs are going to be Tomorrow by Together's Sugar Rush Ride, and then another Seventeen song, Rock With You. Let's actually talk about Tomorrow by Together, shall we? Because Tomorrow by Together, I think Hype was hoping that Tomorrow by Together would be kind of the one filling the gap, but I don't imagine they're complaining about Seventeen being the one, because again, under the same company, those guys. So, is Hype kind of dominating the market in a concerning way? Perhaps La Seraphim, Seventeen, Tomorrow by Together, NHYPEN. I would say it's getting a little much, if it wasn't already before. There's also more groups under there. I just can't remember all of them. They bought a lot of companies. But Sugar Rush Ride is... It's not the most recent Tomorrow by Together song, because they had another one called Chasing the Feeling, but that was actually all in English, which was a bold move for a title track of a Korean album. Usually they release them as singles and then as like kind of like side songs in the album once they release the full album. It's like a very formulaic situation, but an interesting choice. Chasing the Feeling is actually, hey, it's... I won't say it's bad, because it's really good, but it's not their best title track. Sugar Rush Ride was... One thing I commend about Tomorrow by Together is they're always trying something new, you know? And that's especially in their first, like, 3-4 albums. Like, they were trying something new and different for every single one. Because the first one was very, like... Da, 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 da. Like, it was, like, very fun. And, like, very, like, young boy pop. Which is, like, pretty typical for such a young group. And then their second song, Can't You See Me, oh, it's like dark Billie Eilish, like dark in quotations, but like, you know, a darker sound that we don't really hear in K-pop. And then the third album was the best song ever to be written and released, Runaway. And that song was like, hit all the, like, it's maybe like, it's like the K-pop song, even, I would argue. And then Loser Lover and Love Song, those two are like emo, little like pop punk vibe, which is crazy from a K-pop group. And then they released Sugar Rush Ride, which is like, again, different. I really like this song. People were hating on it because people don't know how to critically listen to music and they don't think cool things are good, which is strange to me. And then our second song will be Rock With You by Seventeen. And Rock With You, okay, this song is so good. So they released two albums within the same year, very close to each other. And this is the second one. The I don't know, guys. Okay, just stick with me on this. And then the one before that, the title track was Ready to Love. And oh my gosh, that song is so good. Initially, I had both on this playlist, but then I was like, that's a little too much. Let me dial it back. But I would highly recommend listening to Ready to Love because it's really good. And it's like a perfect pair with this song. They're very similar, but just different enough, you know? So let's get into it, actually, before I yap all my time away. Shall we?
Let's go. 생각은 고슴을 멈췄어. Renew, get back. 늦어진 따위는 순간 불어헤쳐져. 내게.
Melody로 담고 싶어 너의 모든 감정 내가 들어 잊어 이 밤은 찾고 넌 당연하지 않아 I tell ya
This time I wanna rock with you Moonlight 이 밤에 shine on you Tonight I wanna rock with you 그 어디라
Hi guys, just a quick intermission. I'm so sorry to the person he keeps calling. I'm trying my best to pick up the phone, but I don't really know how. I'm trying to figure it out currently. Continue listening to the music. I'll be back while I figure this out. So sorry.
I'll let them break your heart. Oh no.
그대라
Baby hold on Baby hold on
어디에서도
Baby hold on Baby hold on
어디서라도 세상이 끝나더라도 I'm a rock with you I wanna rock with you
I wanna stay with you
난 어둠이 또 저 멀리 맴돌고 있잖니 조금씩 빌딩에 걸린 노을 끝자락에 널 떠올려
어둠을 찔러 이 밤을 열어 내가 더 먼저
널 만나고 싶은 걸
좁히지
보고 싶단 네 한마디가 내 맘을 조급하게 해 좀 더 속도를 높여
지금 빛처럼 투명히 맺혀 빛나고 있어 숨가쁜 얘기들도 모두 다
난 한 걸음 더 다가갈수록
Sorry to interrupt again, but to that caller, I have figured it out. So if you'd like to call back, I can pick up the call. I am so sorry again.
I can feel we're looking at each other through the storm. Let's see your eyes, nose, lips, cheek.
저 하늘 위보다 더 멀리 맴돌더라도 구름에 내 맘 날려 휘양찬 달과 함께 빛을 봐
밤을 앞질러 너를 데리러 가
데리러 가
혹시 넌
Okay, spoilers, guys, for the next set of songs. Oh my goodness. Okay, so caller figured out. Thank you so much for calling again. So sorry about that, guys. That was really tough. I had to look at the DJ handbook. Don't tell anyone. but we got it all figured out. No worries. Okay, so what we just listened to was a SHINee song called Good Evening. It is from their album Story of Light. Yes, The Story of Light. So that song actually had three title tracks. They released a bunch of music videos for it. It was their first album coming back from their hiatus after they lost their member Jonghyun. May he rest in peace. So it was a very emotional album, but this song bangs. And the choreo is like super cool because they've got like chairs set up and they do this whole like it's like much more like almost like modern dance heavy. It's really cool. Our next song is going to be Better by BoA. Okay, I'm going to do the next in a set of three because they all kind of go together now that I think about it. Also, there was like a series of complications all at once. There was a call that I was figuring out, and then the mic fell off the stand. Hey, what? Don't worry, I put it back on. Because, yeah, one thing about me, I'm kind of handy. I've got kind of a expertise with handling equipment like this. It's just like the little twisty knob came off, so I just twisted it back on. But it was intense. So our next song is going to be Better by BoA. And if you don't know BoA, she is like... it's hard to just... There's no, like, real analogy for her because, like, when she started, K-pop was, like, blooming. Like, she was still in her first stage. And then BoA, she's been active for, like, 20 years. She killed it. And she's been a solo artist this whole time. She, like, never came from a group or never did anything like that. She just, like... did her own thing, and she's like now like a major shareholder of SM because she paid for multiple buildings with her music. And this is from her 10th album, 10th full-length album. Crazy. And it's really good, so we'll listen to that. But also, on the topic of solo artists, female solo artists, I wanted to talk about my volume was too loud on my headphones. That's my bad. but I wanted to talk about Hyuna. Let's talk about Hyuna. Okay, because guys, this is some juicy gossip I'm about to dish. So Hyuna was originally a member of the Wonder Girls, I believe. And she then went... No, she was part of 4MINUTE. Anyway, she was part of a group. She left the group. She goes to Cube Entertainment. At Cube Entertainment, she's a solo artist. She's doing her own thing. She does her own thing. There's a boy group under Cube Entertainment called Pentagon. They had 10 members, and the leader was a guy named E-Dawn, E-Dawn. And they were just real good friends. And you might know where this is going. But basically, in like 2016... they made a separate little unit of called Triple H, Hyuna, Edon, whose real name starts with an H, and then Hui, who is another member of Pentagon, who also produces a lot of their songs, and they were Triple H. And everyone's looking at the behind the scenes of their music video going, there's some weird tension here, but everyone ignored it because the songs were so good. And then in 2016, it was revealed that Hyuna and Edon were dating, and everyone was like, because she's older than him by a couple years, I think, which is, I'm sure, scandalous for the Korean community. But they revealed they had been dating for like 4 years, like something crazy like that. And then the day the news came out, Cube terminated their contracts and dropped them. And everyone was gagged. Cube's shares dropped by like a lot because Hyuna was kind of like their main pull. And Pentagon was like... Okay, Pentagon was not popping at that time, but, like, they had fans. And it's kind of crazy to remove the leader of the group from the group. It's a tough one to sell. So they leave Cube. Well, they are forcibly removed from Cube, which is honestly kind of good for them because Cube is, like, notoriously one of the worst entertainment companies. Like, the worst. Like, it's really actually quite bad. So they leave Cube, they fly under the radar for a while. They're like cute on their Instagrams, but it's like they're not doing too much. But then they sign with, so Psy, Gangnam Style Psy, he creates a company called P Nation, and he starts signing all of the like quirky artists, you know? So he signs Hyuna and Idon separately, like individually. And everyone is like, oh my god, they're like in a company together, like that's so much fun. They each release some individual singles. They do pretty good. And then they release a song together called Ping Pong. Everyone loves it. So much fun. They get engaged. Everyone is so excited. They're like the story of like love that persists in the industry. They get engaged. They each get these like rings with like honk and opals in them. They're actually really cool rings. And then on April 1st, well, April 1st in America, I don't know what time it was in Korea. April 1st, they post an Instagram post that's like, we've broken up. And everyone in America is like, ah, surely this cannot be real. Surely this is fake news on April 1st. Evidently, they don't have April 1st in Korea, so it was not a prank. And they did actually break up. And everyone was devastated. It was so upsetting. And over the, like, the next couple months, they're like quiet about it. They're quiet about it. And then Idon changes his stage name to Dawn. Dawn releases a song. And he's talking about the song. And guys, it's crazy. Because the whole song is like, he talks about it in an interview where he's basically like, we've separated, but like, I'll always love her and I'll always support her. She was like the love of my life. And like, I really appreciate everything that she's done for us. And like, it was time for us to separate. And like, all of this, like, it was crazy. And everyone was like, oh my goodness. Like, they still love each other. And then, probably about a month or two ago at this point, Hyuna posts on Instagram. And she posts with a new guy. And people go, oh, who is that? You'll never guess who it is. Oh my god. It's this guy who's like a former idol, but now an actor. Hey, quick question. He was involved in the Burning Sun scandal. And now, because this is public radio, I can't explain that scandal. And I don't recommend you look it up if you're under the age of 18. However, it's really bad. It was like the biggest scandal of what, 2019? I don't know when it was. But it was like very, very bad. Like, people went to jail. It was bad. And he was involved in that. And everyone was like, what? Girl? Because Hyuna has always been like, girl's girl, women empowerment. Like, she's always been that girl. And now she's dating this guy who's involved in this scandal. And not only that, he is the ex of one of her best friends, Guhara, who's an idol who tragically passed. And for reasons pertaining to all of the scandal situation. And she is dating him. And everyone was floored, needless to say. So, unfortunately, we won't be listening to any... Well, not unfortunately. We won't be listening to any Hyuna music. Granted, did I listen to a lot of Hyuna music earlier? No, not really. It's just not my thing. But anyway, I just want to tell you that juicy piece of information because I saw a TikTok about it and I was like reminded of the situation. Anyway, that's crazy. But getting back to our favorite female solo artist, BoA. Yeah, so it's going to be Better by BoA. That's our first of the three. And then it's going to be a song by Yuha. I don't know her, but this song is really good. And I'm going to read the title in Korean for you. Get excited. 오늘 조금 취해서 느래. Sorry. It translates to a bit tipsy. That was a tough one. I'm gonna practice more. Maybe by the time the three songs are over, I'll be better. But that sounds really good. And then our last of the three is going to be... Oh, wow. We have not a lot of time left. Okay, so I guess our last song is going to be Tick Tick Boom by Classy. Class colon Y? Question mark. I think it's just Classy. And they're like... Hey, guys. There's a term in Korean pop, K-pop fandom for groups that like nobody listens to. They're called Nugu groups because Nugu is like who or like nobody. Like, so is it kind of disrespectful and harsh? Yes, but this group is a Nugu group. Like, nobody be knowing who they are. But this song is really good. I'll check in to do my station ID at the end. But yeah, let's get into it.
그만 거기서 한 걸음만 뒤로 돌아보지 말고 걸어와 넌 나를 믿고 그냥 걸어와 위험한 게 재미나잖아 Can nobody tell you how you do it all 선택은 너야 뭐 도전을 해봐 넌 해볼까 With a thought from a paradigm 깊은 정적 속에 나는 내게 맞춘 너의 눈에 초점이 더 희미하게 풀려가 너 그러다가 위험해 야생이면 잡아먹겠지 yeah. 경계심을 풀어봐 너 상상만으로는 나를 못 가져 싸워 이긴 자가 독재지 이건 불꽃 같은 멋진 게임 깊은 밤을 흔들어줘 잠든 나를 깨워줘
So it turns out we only have time for one more song. Long Omega Station ID quick. This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thank you so much for putting up with my shenanigans this episode. Next episode will be better. Our last song will be... Here we go. 오늘 조금 취했어 느레. Okay, we tried. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you all next time. Oh,
슬프기도 아니 오늘 조금 취해서 그래.